May 10th. Monica Dickens, a thoroughly nice Samaritan. On this day in 1915, English writer Monica Dickens was born. The unconventional daughter of a well-to-do family and a great-granddaughter of Charles Dickens, she chose to go into service as a housemaid and to cook on leaving school. This led to her writing her first book about her experiences called One Pair of Hands, which was an instant success and has never been out of print. She worked through the Second World War and wrote books about her various jobs and later moved to the United States after marrying an American. She lived there happily for over 30 years with two adopted daughters, still writing stories about England. During this time, she was instrumental in starting the Samaritans movement in the United States through her friendship with founder Dr. Chad Vara. She returned to England after her husband's death and continued to write and support good causes. By all accounts, a thoroughly nice person. Here is a poem by American James Weldon Johnson, whose cause was American civil rights, something Monica Dickens would have recognized and I'm sure supported. This one's called I Hear the Stars Still Singing. I hear the stars still singing to the beautiful silent night as they speed with noiseless winging their ever westward flight. I hear the waves still falling on the stretch of lonely shore, but the sound of a sweet voice calling I shall hear, alas, no more.
Are you putting that? Sorry. God.
Today I will examine my relationships with others in my life and work to improve them whenever possible.